Also, good afternoon, everyone. Last week, my next-door neighbor's wife died, and it was very unexpected. And also this week, the death of Garner Ted Armstrong was also unexpected. But, you know, it got me thinking, it brings to light how critical and temporary our life on this earth is. As we can see on a placard, one of our mottos from the United Church of God is preparing a people. Also, it has on here preaching the gospel. But preparing a people is what I like to kind of zero in on today. And why is this so crucial? Let's look at some of the verses that reinforce this motto. So let's start out by all turning to Revelation chapter 19. And I'm going to, we'll go over verses 5 to 9. Revelation 19, verses 5 to 9. Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both small and great." Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give honor to him, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his wife, his church, has made herself ready. And to her was granted what she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white," or some of the translations have say bright, so you could say linen, clean, and bright. "For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints." In verse 9, "Then the angel said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.'" And he added, "These are the true words of God." I don't think there's anything that illustrates this more than the work a bride does go when she goes through preparing for her marriage. Many of us being married have gone through this time, or if we're not married, we've been around someone who has. You know, at least at one time or another throughout our life. Let's focus on a couple of elements that are primary importance of this preparation as Christ's bride. I'll call it step one and step two. So we'll go step one. Step one for this preparation, Revelation 19:7 says, "She has made herself ready." In the Greek, this word is hetomaios, which means she is prepared. This brings back a little bit to the motto that our church has of preparing a people. So Christ's bride is prepared. This takes time, effort, personal commitment, education, learning about Christ's standards, his values, precepts, laws, and the principles on becoming the new person for our future husband. Step two for this preparation, she has become clean and white. Revelation 19:8. Here the word clean comes from the Greek word katharos. This means clean and pure from the pollution of guilt and sin. So the next step is to become clean, to be free from the pollution of guilt and sin. Brethren, this takes time and hard work to evaluate ourselves and be truthful and open with Jesus Christ and each other. And we need to do that so we can receive the help needed to build the righteous character and be in the process of overcoming. And we evaluate ourselves all the time doing this. One of the tools our church here in Seattle has set up to help in this growth process is our men and women's growth groups. These growth groups help process issues that help in overcoming our weak areas that might not otherwise be addressed. Each group can ask for God's help and assist in praying for those that need intervention in the critical areas that might be just too hard to bear or even understand alone. Hopefully we are learning to take our mask off and bring those hard-to-face areas to light. How can we fix something we don't face? Or at times are too embarrassed to even admit to God? I've been there. The focus is overcoming problems that might have been plaguing a person for years. God wants us to overcome sin in preparation for his kingdom. And he says that in Revelation 21:7. You don't have to turn there. He that overcomes will inherit all things. So overcoming sin is a part of the preparation process. After all of this preparation and labor to do God's will in our lives, will accumulate with the celebrating of what we'll be doing next Sabbath, the Feast of Trumpets, featuring the return of Jesus Christ as our bridegroom and as King of Kings. Let's turn and see this in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. Now read this. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we, who are still alive and are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. We will be meeting our King and Bridegroom in the air above the earth. And 1 Corinthians 51:52 helps us understand this a little bit. It says we will be changed into spirit bodies from our fleshly bodies. Since we are to be involved in such an awesome event, let's envision what is happening here. We will be meeting Jesus Christ in the air. Have you ever wondered why? I have. And I came across the answer. The answer lies in the meaning of the word meet. Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words says this word meet is used in the papyri, as a paper document in the Greek, of a newly arrived dignitary. Also in these notes it adds, when a king enters his city, the loyal go forth to meet him. F.F. Bruce's International Bible Commentary adds, to meet is used in the papyri or the paper of an official reception giving to a visiting governor who the citizens escort to the city from which they have come to meet him. You know, brethren, how exciting can this get? Christians rising to meet our King of Kings and our Savior, our hope, our whole life, and our bridegroom, to be with him and escort him at his return, to be with him forever. Just imagine all those that we've known and those we've not known. The dead changed to spirit first, and if we are still alive, to be changed as well, to meet and be with Jesus Christ forever. What a vision of hope for us in this dying, decaying world. In closing, Jesus Christ and God the Father are preparing for his return, for Christ's return. Let us also work to be prepared, clean and white, to be at one with God, to be found worthy to be the bride of Jesus Christ, and as we meet our King, Savior, and Bridegroom in the air, to escort and honor him at the real Feast of Trumpets, which will be introducing to this earth the wonderful kingdom of God in Jerusalem. Let's prepare and let's be ready.